Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Week 3, December 10th. Zechariah tells others. As we continue through Luke's first chapter, the time arrived at long last for Elizabeth to give birth to her hopelessly unexpected son. Even in the account of his birth, John the Baptist served as the forerunner of Christ, who dutifully played second fiddle. We rarely even include him as part of the sublime Christmas story, for though his very life was a miraculously unexplainable gift from the Lord, still it could not compare to the surreal incarnation of the eternal, holy God in a virgin's womb. Already well acquainted with the inescapable aches and struggles of time, Elizabeth's worn, aging body somehow also endured the extraordinary trauma of childbirth. By the time contractions finally seized her with blinding pain, old Zechariah hadn't spoken in at least 9 months. Words frustratingly arrived and parked on the tip of his tongue, never to emerge. But his elderly bride's steadily growing belly had served to remind him day by day that Gabriel's unlikely announcement all those months earlier was undeniably true. He knew that just as there was a time limit to John's silent, warm days within Elizabeth, so his own days of unspeakable silence, pun intended, would soon be completed. The first words to finally cross his lips would be inspired by the Holy Spirit as he declared God's worthy praise and prophesied of the Savior for whom his newborn son would prepare the way. Luke 1, 67 through 79. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.